This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A former Loveland police officer is sentenced to 5 years in prison for assaulting a 73-year-old woman with dementia during an arrest 2 years ago. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Larimer County District Attorney Gordon McLaughlin says the criminal justice system cannot turn back time, and that victim Karen Garner never fully recovered from the 2020 assault. Garner was suspected of petty shoplifting. During her arrest, officers broke her arm and dislocated her shoulder. Garner's lawyer says her mental condition worsened afterwards. The officer, Austin Hopp, apologized for the incident, according to lawyers. Garner now requires round-the-clock care. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs woman was arrested this week for illegally entering the U.S. Capitol during the insurrection on January 6th of last year. Jennifer Horvath broke into the building after a rally at the White House while Congress was certifying the 2020 election. She now faces federal charges. Denver Metro home prices hit record highs in April, but there are signs the market might be cooling off. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Residential homes sold at a median price of nearly $625,000, according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. With interest rates rising well over 5%, the bidding wars and cutthroat home buying tactics the area has seen in the past year have slowed down. Still, homes in the $350,000 to $500,000 range are in short supply, making the area increasingly unaffordable for middle-class people. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Denver's first black district attorney has died. Norm Early served for 10 years as the city's DA from 1983 to 1993. He headed diversity initiatives in the justice system and put a focus on crime victims and their families. He died yesterday after struggling with diabetes. Norm Early was 76. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. NPR talks with Colorado Governor Jared Polis in this next part of Morning Edition. If nearby states outlaw abortion, Colorado could be where people come to have that procedure. And that conversation is just ahead. This is CPR News.